Welcome to Daily Leadership Lessons, where we explore the principles, practices, and habits of successful leaders. Each day, we will delve into a new topic that will inspire you to become a better leader. From communication skills to emotional intelligence, from building trust to creating a vision, we will cover it all. Join us on this journey of self-discovery and growth. Let's learn together how to lead with purpose, passion, and clarity.
Beyond culture wars and grievance politics, a framework for constructive diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. As organizational leaders seek to advance diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, DEIB initiatives, they often encounter seemingly intractable conflicts over issues related to gender, sexuality, race, and political ideology. These culture wars and grievance politics can divide workforces and obstruct progress. However, research suggests a path forward that moves beyond accusation and defensiveness toward empathy, solutions, and shared purpose. Today, we will explore a framework for constructive DEIB efforts grounded in research, yet aimed at practical application. By emphasizing common ground over differences, understanding over accusation, and cooperation over conflict, leaders can guide their organizations past polarization to realize the benefits of diversity. Understanding the conflict. Before proposing solutions, it is important to understand the societal tensions that often inhibit DEIB efforts. Researchers have studied the psychological factors that contribute to grievance thinking and victimhood culture on some sides of these issues, as well as backlash effects and defensive reactions on others, Sullivan and Lander 2017, Lukianoff and Hyde 2018. People across the ideological spectrum feel increasingly politically isolated, misunderstood, and unjustly maligned, Pew Research 2015. When opposing viewpoints clash, conflict often arises from perceiving others as uncompromisingly wrong rather than partially right from their own. Perspective, Maus et al. 2002. Additionally, diversity fatigue and fears of reverse discrimination can undermine buy-in for DEIB initiatives, Plaut et al. 2011. Common ground and shared purpose. To overcome such tensions, research suggests leaders must establish areas of common ground and shared purpose. People tend to cooperate more when they see others not just as opponents with conflicting views, but as fellow citizens with overlapping concerns. Druckmann and Nelson 2003, studies show emphasizing inclusive national or organizational identities over divisive social identities can build tolerance and collaboration. Huddy 2001, reminding individuals of their shared commitment to ethical and performance goals like justice, fairness, and excellence in the workplace can also ameliorate conflicts that arise from diverse life experiences and values, Cox 1994, Ely, and Thomas 2001. Building empathy through understanding. A key step is helping individuals understand different viewpoints through empathic listening rather than assumptions. Research on conflict resolution shows active listening decreases resentment, while validating others' experiences builds trust and cooperation. Rothschild 2000, Gordon 2005, leaders must model open and respectful inquiry to diffuse defensiveness and find common ground. For example, discussing real harms of discrimination alongside fears of reverse bias acknowledges the complexity of issues from multiple perspectives, Plaut 2010, promoting respectful debate and disagreement without disparagement also affirms individuals while surfacing solutions. Lapidot et al. 2007. Creating inclusive structures and processes. To move beyond grievances, leaders must establish fair and inclusive structures that address systemic biases while preserving civil discourse. Studies show diversity training succeeds best when it fosters perspective taking rather than accusation and provides constructive skills like conflict mediation, Kalev et al. 2006. inclusive complaint and feedback systems that ensure respect, confidentiality, and equitable treatment for all concerns also promote healing and reform. Bezrukova et al. 2016. Regular climate surveys identifying issues privately yet transparently in reporting can further engage all groups constructively. Hicks, Clark and Isles 2000. With care and diligence, leaders can build the conditions for individuals across differences to cooperate on shared goals of justice, equity and organizational excellence. Applying the framework, three key steps for leaders. The following section applies the above research-grounded framework through three actionable steps leaders can take to guide their organizations productively past divisions toward inclusion. Step 1. Establish shared values and purpose. To overcome polarization, leaders must clearly and consistently articulate their organization's shared commitment to values like integrity, fairness, and excellence that unite all stakeholders, regardless of attributes or views. These values form the common ground on which understanding and cooperation can be built. Leaders can publicly recommit the organization to its core values through written statements, town halls, and promotional materials seen by all employees. Incorporate values into performance reviews, codes of conduct, and complaint processes to ensure fair and respectful treatment of all. Create cross-functional task forces focused on delivering the organization's mission and goals rather than social or political issues. Bringing people together on shared purposes mitigates conflicts over differences. Step 2. Foster understanding through respectful discussion. While grievances will arise, leaders should facilitate open yet constructive dialogue. Accusations and assumptions should be avoided in favor of hosting respectful listening sessions where people share perspectives and concerns in a safe, confidential space. Providing mediation and conflict resolution training to develop empathy and cooperation skills across ideologies. Setting clear behavioral norms emphasizing civil debate of ideas rather than attacks on others' character or attributes. Step 3. Establish inclusive processes and ongoing assessment. Leaders must implement structures that continuously assess issues, get ongoing stakeholder input, and drive fair outcomes. This includes anonymous climate surveys addressing workplace treatment, policies and leaders' handling of issues, multi-stakeholder committees overseeing complaint systems, diversity initiatives and their transparent reporting of progress, mediation and accountability practices ensuring respect and remedies for all, preventing repercussions or grievances from festering. Combining these steps builds the conditions for individuals to resolve differences constructively and focus on their shared goal of organizational excellence. Not through silencing dissent, but cultivating understanding. Conclusion. With care, diligence, and role modeling of civil discourse, diversity can be transformed from a source of division to one of strength, creativity, and justice for all. By focusing on common ground over divisions and understanding over accusation, organizations can set an example of bringing people together across backgrounds to reach their full potential.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Daily Leadership Lessons. Please share with your colleagues and friends, and please join us again for our next daily leadership lesson. We wish you a productive, effective, and fulfilling day.